Stark D'Souza acting on Danny Greenos. That's Danny. Danny Greenos is Grinos. G as in George. Grinos. N as in Nancy. Greenos Danny. Date of birth is 4/21/83. And the date of visit is 3/21/25. Please make copy for Galileo Health, Galileo, Galileo Health. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. And and lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 41-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath over the past 1 year. Has had no significant workup and does not use any inhalers, but also has been experiencing intermittent chest pains. Patient states he will be seeing a cardiologist shortly. And he has only been using Suboxone, 8 milligrams a day, for past history of opiate dependence. He also is on Epclusa, E-P-C-L-U-S-A, Epclusa, for a past history for hepatitis C. The patient states he works as a irrigation specialist, fixing sprinklers, and has to do heavy manual work, and he gets exhausted easily. He denies leg or calf muscle pain, denies any postnasal drip or significant cough. He did have a CTA of the chest done 4 months ago, which showed no pulmonary embolus and no focal infiltrate, but had few small bilateral lung nodules up to 7 millimeter in the left lower lobe. And no effusions were noted. The patient has gained weight, and he has no leg or calf muscle pains, and no joint pains. Next paragraph, past history includes fracture of the jaw with repair, and the patient was on narcotics for pain, and subsequently became addicted to narcotics, but now weaned off the oxycodone. The patient also has had sinus drainage in the past and nasal symptoms. He has a history of hepatitis C, which is under treatment. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. No, can you cut that? He does not drink alcohol. Works on irrigation systems. Next, family history. Mother is doing well. but had a severe uterine cancer. Well, father had no significant illness. I'm sorry. Father did have a history of COPD and has had cancer of the lung. Next. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. Medalist. Suboxone. SUBOXEN, 8 milligrams daily. And Epclusa, 1 daily. EPCLUSA, Epclusa, 1 daily. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review of the patient. Shortens breath, wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea. He has asthmatic symptoms. And he has occasional chest pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pains. And he has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has numbness to the extremities and memory loss. Then I have skin rash, no itching. He has weight loss, and I'm sorry, he has weight gain, and he has double vision. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. And has no urinary frequency burning or flank pains. And no skin lesions, no anxiety, no depression. Next, physical exam. This elderly, I'm sorry, this is not elderly. This is a middle-aged, moderately overweight male who's in no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, no icterus peripheral edema, blood pressure 128 by 80, pulse is 97.6, weight is 222, saturation 95. HG&E norms high, like people so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements, so decreased excursions and scattered visas, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart sense of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft and benign. No gonomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Performance sign is negative. Reflex is a 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number one is dyspnea etiology undetermined. Possible reactive airways. Number two is lung nodules. Number three, history of hepatitis C. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT without contrast. And CBC IgE level and total eosinophil count. You will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. And advice to lose weight and get a complete cardiac evaluation done. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum report. He will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, till his other results are available. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.